This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that's a tiny little, a God that knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. And we are grateful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thank God for crowning our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding here this day and for this night and forevermore. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need that mighty hand today. Tonight, just a thank you and a praise you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just a thank you for who you are, that you are God, and besides me, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps in the name of Jesus. Pray the people's hearts to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips to plead. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Thank you for my wife tonight, Lord, as we touch and agree upon this broadcast. I thank you, precious Father, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord, that we stay on your word, that says if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Forgive us of every sin. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like for you to open it up to Ephesians, the third chapter, verse 20. And also 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And the word of God reads in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. In the book of 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. And the word says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of him. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word here tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, the grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Just relax for a minute. Hallelujah. If I may ask you to pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word of God here tonight. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are talking about, thank you, Jesus, that our God specializes in doing beyond our expectation. Our God, hallelujah, specializes in doing beyond our expectation. Our God is doing things beyond our expectation. If we believe it, to be so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. People of God, sometimes we may ask God to do the possible when he wants to do the impossible. You see, God specializes in exceeding our expectation. What he has in store for us is bigger and more rewarding and fulfilling than you and I can imagine. Here again in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, the word of God said, "Not unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Our God specializes in doing beyond our expectations. Our God is doing things beyond our expectations. God has some of deeds I never dreamed, blessings in store for you and me as a child of his. So, child of God, you may not see how this can happen. But I stop by tonight to let you know, for an example, hallelujah, you may have received a medical report that does not look good. Don't give up. God is still able to do exceedingly and above all we can say or think, according to the power that working within us. You have gone as far as your education will allow because money's got tight. And perhaps you are living in a limited environment. So be encouraged, believer of Christ. None of these things can stop our God. No, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is not limited to our expectation. We serve a God that has all power in his hand. Yes, the God that we serve, he controls the universe. One touch of God's favor on our lives will launch us where we can not go on our own. I'm going to say that again. Believers of Christ, God controls the universe. One touch of God's favor will launch us where we could not go on our own. So as a child of God, it is your time to be set free, to go on to new levels. Every force that have been holding you back is being broken right now. God is releasing favor, healing, opportunities, restoration, and freedom. This is a brand new day. This is a brand new time in the things of God. You see, God is doing a new thing. He's about to exceed our expectation. Again, we serve a mighty God. We serve a God that specializes in doing beyond our expectation. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verses 8 and 9, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Also here in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20, the B clause of the verse says, "If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. You shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall move, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Yes, our God is awesome. Yes, our God is all powerful, all knowing. He knows condition and circumstances you are in. So as a believer of Christ, God knows that there will be times when you will not have the faith you need to reach your destiny. So, again, he says, if you have a little bit of faith, the size of a mustard seed, that is all you need, then God will intervene and he'll show up and exceed your expectation. Do you, as a child of his, have the faith? Do you have the faith you need for God to show out in your life so that he can launch you to new levels of blessing? That's God's desire. The question is, if we expect him to do his part, he expects us to do ours. Our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand, the one that sits high and looks low. Our God specializes in enduring beyond our expectation. In the book of Psalms 62, verse 5, the word says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation, my hope is from him. Yes, again, in Psalm 62, verse 5, it says, my soul, personally, your personal walk with God, as a believer of Christ, as a child of his, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation, my hope is from him. Bible says in the book of Isaiah 40, verse 30, for those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Yes, my soul, wait thou only upon God, the God of the universe, the God that have made everything that we see. People of God, all of us, save or unsaved, will face life every day with all kinds of expectations. So therefore, we oftentimes face disappointments because many things, they do not turn out like we expect or hope. This is life. This is part of life. But remember, this is a common experience for all people, saved or unsaved, because nobody, no one knows, can actually tell what is going to come. All we can do is only guess. People of God, we often make the mistake, however, in assuming that when those things happen that is beyond our control, that don't live up to our expectations, are always bad. But I stop by to encourage you tonight. You see, God does not make mistakes even when things do not meet our expectation. All of this are part of God's plan. In fact, God's plan may actually improve our lives by his standards, of course, and not just because, and not just by ours. What are often present disappointments may in reality become the foundation of greater things in our lives for later on. Our God is merciful. Our God is full of grace and love. Our God specializes in doing beyond our expectation. You see, many times the circumstances of our lives cannot be appreciated until long after the event, and we can see how God does such great things during bad times. Yes, this must be repeated for us to hear it over again. People of God, believers of Christ, many times the circumstances of our lives cannot be appreciated until long after the event takes place, and we can see how good, how God does so much great things during bad times, even in this time of the pandemic in 2020. God is still merciful, and he still is doing great things in our behalf. Matter of fact, the word says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So let us look at what God can do in us and not just for us. Sometimes, brothers and sisters in Christ, we get a little selfish. We get in a place of being concerned about me, myself, and I. Sometimes we go into we go into a pity party. But I just want to encourage you that God have created us. He have created us for a purpose. He have created us to do his work. So look at what God can do in you as a child of his, and not just for you. There are a couple of examples that we can use in the Bible that we can share with you tonight that reflects what is being said in the scriptures that we share in the book of Acts, chapter 27. And 28, we can see where the Apostle Paul is on his way to jail. First, Paul and the sailors on the ship are caught up in a storm. Paul was threatened to be executed, so he could not escape the journey on the ship during the storm. Paul also, after convincing everyone to stay in the ship, they got shipwrecked. Then he got bitten by a poisonous snake. Then finally Paul got locked up in Rome. But all this proved in the end to the result in the salvation from many people, even on the island called Meneet, and later many got saved in Caesar's household. It became a witness to the capital of the Roman Empire, of Christ's love and salvation. You see, Paul, he was a handpicked, hallelujah, and Jesus, after having that encounter with the Lord on the road to Damascus, Paul was blinded, hallelujah, for 3 days and three nights. Then hands was laid on him, and Paul's mission and assignment was to the Gentile people. Paul, hallelujah, he was small in stature, very educated. God used him mightily. Matter of fact, he wrote a third of the New Testament. You see, God worked mightily through Paul's life. Oh, what a blessing. Also, when we look at Joseph's life, God worked mighty things in his life also. When it relates back in the book of Genesis, chapter 39 through chapter 50, during your devotional time, I ask that you would read those chapters concerning Joseph. Joseph also had great expectation in his life, but there were plenty of other things he had to face. Joseph, he had a coat that was made of many colors. Joseph had to endure rejection by his own family. He was sold into slavery by his own brothers. Then he was falsely accused of attempting to rape Potiphar's wife. He was locked up in prison for many years for an accusation that was made towards him. And he had to live in a foreign land before seeing what God meant in all of this. When God revealed his plan to Joseph, it was far greater than what Joseph could have ever dreamed of. But not only did Joseph, when God intervened, not only did Joseph rule over his own family, not only did the nation of Israel, the nation of Egypt, became the most powerful nation on earth at that time, Joseph told his brothers later in the book of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 20, in the 8th clause of the verse, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he meant it for my good." Our God specializes in doing beyond our expectations. So people of God, no matter what your circumstances, God can take ugly circumstances in our lives and create something wonderful from them. All we got to do is hang on to our faith during the trials that we face. What we cannot see now, even now in 2020, that one day will be a beautiful picture of grace and love, mercy that have been extended upon every believer of Christ. Yes, we serve an awesome God. We serve a loving God. We serve a mighty God. Sometimes we let our happiness and joy rise up and fall over the immediate stuff in our lives. And we forget that our God is able to do above what we can imagine or think. All we need to do is to trust God and give him the time to make it known. Oftentimes, as believers of Christ, we say we trust God, but in reality, our emotions run on the fact that we really trust only in ourselves. You see, the word says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord. For us to trust in the Lord. Because he is faithful. Trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, to acknowledge him. And he shall direct our path. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. You see, the Apostle Paul, internal confidence did not rise and fall based on his circumstances, but he rests on the fact. He rests on the faith and on the confidence that God was always in control. You see, child of God, it is one thing to believe this, but it is another thing to practice it. Our God specializes in doing beyond our expectations. is the God that neither slumber nor sleep. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He sits high, but he looks low. God is always looking, and the angels is always looking. God is good and worthy to be praised. So again, tonight we are talking about our God specializes in going beyond our expectation. Here the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 3, verse 13, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He says, wherefore I desire that ye faint or not lose heart at my tribulation, for ye which is, for your glory. Here the Apostle Paul wanted the Ephesians to know that his present suffering are all under God's control. So there is no need for them to be discouraged. Believers of Christ, when your faith is intact, you may be concerned, but you should not be discouraged of whatever you are going through. You see, the apostle's viewpoint about God is that the Lord will always do above whatever he can expect. Our God specializes in doing things beyond our expectation. You see, it is just a matter of faith and time for all this to be revealed. This is still true in our lives as well. Again, here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, the B clause of the verse says, according to the power that worketh in us. Saints of God, believers of Christ, God is quite capable in handling the situation and circumstances of our lives. God is fully aware of all the circumstances surrounding our lives, and he will use all of these things to work out his will for our lives. Remember this, that things in your life will never be beyond God's control and ability. I'm going to say it again for a word of encouragement to the body of Christ and to all that are listening and be listening at a later date, that the anointing would rest upon the word of God. Remember this, that things in your life, as well as mine, will never get beyond God's control and his ability. So, child of God, God's goal in your life is to build up character. And his greatest purpose is what he does in you. God will build a man before he builds a man's ministry. God will build a woman before he builds a woman's ministry. Believers of Christ, God can control everything, but our hearts respond to life is in our control. Never underestimate God's power or goodness, because God is able to do above our expectation. We serve a mighty God. We serve a good God. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening to this radio broadcast, remember your life follows your expectation, because expectation is a form of faith. You see, when hope, while hope is motivates you, expectation is the next step which prepares for what you believe will happen. Here in the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he specializes in doing beyond our expectation." Believers of Christ, people of God, our level of expectation sets the limit for our life. Expectation is a higher level of hope. It is hope with responsibility. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, it says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of hope. Expectation creates a conduit, a conductive atmosphere for faith to deliver its results. You see, faith, it thrives in an environment where expectation is flourishing. People of God, of course, in real life, bad things do happen. No one is immune from disappointment, rejection, and bad news at times. But you and I, and everyone else, this to be a regular part of life. Child of God, training your mind to accept good things in your life, positive things, will help eliminate thoughts and feelings of powerlessness and hopelessness, and it will open the door to greater peace and contentment. Yes, child of God, training your mind, you have to do it. Ask the Lord to give you the mind of Christ. Then train your mind. Bring every negative thought to the submission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the name of Jesus. And then expect good things in your life to happen. That way, you will eliminate thoughts and feelings of powerlessness and hopelessness, and it will open the door to greater peace and contentment. Remember, the laws of the kingdom of God are activated with words, with God's word. It's because our God specializes in doing beyond our expectation. Yes, God is a merciful God. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. What God has in store for you as a child of His, it is bigger and more rewarding and more fulfilling than you can imagine. Again, here in the book of Ephesians 3, verse 20, it says, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Brothers and sisters of Christ, we are living in a day and a time where a lot of us who are professing to be Christians or passing up future blessings for right now obstacles. So people of God, the question may be asked tonight, what are your expectations? Remember, when we pray according to God's will, all things are possible. Oftentimes, we as children of God, we think that our problems, our situation is beyond the scope of God's ability. Believers of Christ, if you think that your problems are bigger than God, He is still able and willing to handle them. You might show a lack of faith in the God who loves you and cares for you. A child of God, remember this, that our God specializes in exceeding our expectation. In the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 19, it says, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them. If my Father will be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Also in the book of John 15, verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. So, believer of Christ, when you pray, you need to pray in faith, and you need to expect God to do more exceedingly and abundantly above all that you ask or think or imagine. Remember, our God specializes in exceeding our expectations. So, believer of Christ, when you are expecting things from God, you must be willing to follow His purpose for your life. You must be willing to follow His purpose for your life, your church, and your community. As children of God, we need to pray to Him in faith, trust in God, and be obedient to His plan and will for our lives. You see, First Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams. So expect God to answer prayers in the way, in the right way, and at the right time. Yes, the Bible instructs us to pray without ceasing. Luke 18, verse 1, because of the verse says, First Thessalonians 5:17 says for us to pray without ceasing. Luke 18, verse 1, part B of the verse says, men ought to always pray and don't faint or don't lose heart. Yes, God will at the right time, and He is willing to do far, far more than we can ever ask or think or imagine. So, people of God, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. Yes, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Remember, whatever the circumstance or situation, take it to the Lord in prayer. Don't limit God by your expectation. Don't limit what God can and will do. Hear again the word of God. Let us know in Matthew 17, verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall move, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Don't limit God by your expectation. He will do beyond what we expect, because our God specializes in exceeding our expectation. Believers of Christ, sometimes when we expect the worst, God steps in and everything changes. God is almighty and he is incredible, and his mighty power works miracles in this world in 2020, even during this pandemic, every single day that we are alive on top of the ground, and the ground not on top of us. So God's love and mercy is poured out into our lives each and every day, because we are his children. Our salvation is secure, and our salvation is certain in Christ Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, and God listens when we come to him in prayer, and he will answer our prayer. In that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. So we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. God, our God, specializes in every exceeding our expectation. God can exceed our expectation in all areas of our everyday life. We must always take time to read his word. Take time to pray. Take time to meditate on the word of God until it sinks from our head knowledge and becomes our heart conviction. In the book of Romans 12, verse 12, it says, rejoice in our confidence. Hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. This is an essential command for each of us to follow. Pray in good times as well as in bad times. We are to constantly speak to God all about our troubles. We are to draw near to him in order for our relationship to grow with God. God also is expecting things from us, from you and I, as children of his, as believers of Christ, as disciples of Christ. God expects us on a daily basis to be committed to him. He expects us to trust him, according to Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. You see, God expects us to follow him. God expects us to love him, to serve him, and to speak to him in prayer. God expects us to tell other people about Jesus. He also expects us to give him first place in our lives, us as his children, to fill our mind and our hearts with his word. That's why we got to study, to show ourselves approved one of God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of God. Believers of Christ, just as we regularly pray in faith, in our expectation, we'll also need to regularly fill our minds and our heart with God's word. For a reminder, remember what the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20 and 21 says. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without, without end. Amen. Don't limit God by your own expectation. Don't develop your expectation based upon other people's opinions, because our God, the God that is able to do, to bring us out, the God that is able to make a way out of no way, the God that specializes in exceeding our own expectation. Again, the word exceeds means to go beyond. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, those that will be listening at a later date, the God that we serve, he's merciful, he's powerful. The God that we serve, he is willing to meet our each and every need in our lives. So we are grateful and thankful here tonight. Again, in the word of God, in 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, God heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we ask of him. We just hope and pray through the word of God here tonight that the word of God brought encouragement to your soul, that the word of God, hallelujah, will go forth with power, that the word of God, which is already settled. God looks over his word to perform. He goes to and fro, hallelujah, looking for someone that dare to believe God, that God's word is already settled in heaven as well as here on earth. We serve an awesome God, y'all. We serve a God that sits high and looks low, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. There may be one or there may be some under the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, as the word of God went forth, as the teaching went through the airwaves of this radio broadcast, we just hope and pray that it fell on good ground, bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold blessings into people's lives. We thank God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. For this opportunity to bring forth his word, to lift up the name of Jesus. We thank God for the anointing, because the anointing is what breaks the yoke. The anointing of God is what brings back to remembrance things that we have read and prepared for. We thank God for being able to be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. We thank God for giving us boldness to speak his word in spirit and in truth. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Well, we believe that the word of God have touched your life. We believe that the word of God have found you, have found you out. Well, this is not the time to run away. This is the time to run to him. This is the time to run to the foot of the cross and go before God and let him know how sorry you are for sinning in your life. God is a merciful God. The Bible says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Once you acknowledge that you need him in your life, throw both hands up and surrender all to him. Surrender your life totally into God's hand, because God is merciful. He's a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. After you repent of your sin, after you come to him fully, sincerely, with a sincere heart. Bible says in the book of Romans, verse 9 and 10, for us to make a confession of faith and of belief. The word says that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. But with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. We thank God for you tonight. We thank God for his word. We thank God for the teaching. We thank God and we believe that something was said that will prick your heart, that will bring you to the place of surrendering your life totally and complete to God Almighty, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank God. We thank God for salvation here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you would like to contact Apostle Billy Tebow or Prophetess Lisa Tebow, you can contact us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Or you can write to us at Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Or you can send a seed offering to the Lord, move upon your heart to support this ministry so that we can keep on going forward in the things of God. You can send it at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you. Have a safe, a fruitful weekend. Jesus, tarry, God's willing. We'll meet you again at the same time at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. God bless. Have a nice night.